Welcome to Busch Stadium in St. Louis, for the game between the New York Mets and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lenny Dykstra. Batting second. The second baseman, Wally Backman. Batting third. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Daryl Strawberry. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Kevin McReynolds. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Howard Johnson. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Dave Magadan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sid Fernandez. Pitching for the New York Mets, Sid Fernandez. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Vince Coleman. Batting second. The shortstop, Ozzie Smith. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie McGee. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bob Horner. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Terry Pendleton. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tony Peña. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Luis Alicia. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Forsch. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Bob Forsch. And now, play ball. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykstra hits a pop-up towards short. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alicia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hernandez hits a pop-up towards short. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Coleman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dykstra, who is chasing the ball. Coleman reaches third base with a triple. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Magadan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. McGee hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Horner batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Horner takes first base on ball four. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Terry Pendleton is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Pendleton hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Daryl Strawberry batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. McReynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Strawberry moves to second. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Carter hits a pop-up to left field. The ball gets by Coleman. McGee fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on McGee. Strawberry scores. McReynolds moves to third. It's Mets, 1, Cardinals, 1. Howard Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Magadan takes first base on ball 4. Carter moves to second. Cid Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horner scoops it up and throws to first, with Forsch covering, for the out. McReynolds scores. Carter moves to third. Magadan moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-1, Mets. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Dykstra is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykstra hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of McGee, who is chasing the ball. Dykstra reaches third base with a triple. Carter scores. Magadan scores. It's 4-1, Mets. Larry McWilliams now pitching. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Backman is 0-for-1 in the game. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alicia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brunansky hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alicia hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry McWilliams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McWilliams bunts for a single. Peña moves to second. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Coleman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Coleman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's, Mets 4, Cardinals 4. Ozzie Smith batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. The umpire calls a balk on Fernandez. Smith moves to second. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. McGee is 0-for-1 in the game. McGee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cardinals 4. The Mets will come to bat. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Hernandez strikes out. One out. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Strawberry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Strawberry strikes out. Two outs. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McReynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McReynolds hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Mets. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cardinals 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Horner hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Pendleton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Pendleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Pendleton hits a fly ball into center field. Dykstra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-1 in the game. Brunansky hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cardinals 4. The Mets will come to bat. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Horner settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Horner. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cardinals 4. The Mets will come to bat. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Magadan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Magadan takes first base on ball 4. Sid Fernandez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Fernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Fernandez bunts towards first. Horner scoops it up and throws to first, with Alicia covering, for the out. Magadan moves to second. 2 outs. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Dykstra is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Dykstra hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Alicia reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cardinals 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Peña is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Peña hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alicia is 0-for-1 in the game. Alicia hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry McWilliams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. McWilliams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McWilliams is hit by the pitch. Peña moves to second. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Fernandez. Peña moves to third. McWilliams moves to second. David Cone now pitching. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Coleman is 2-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Peña scores. McWilliams moves to third. 2 outs. It's Mets, 5, Cardinals, 5. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. McWilliams scores. It's 6-5, Cardinals. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-2 in the game. McGee takes first base on ball 4. Smith moves to second. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. There goes Smith. The throw from Carter and he is out, Magadan applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Backman is 0-for-2 in the game. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alicia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. Hernandez hits a pop-up towards short. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Strawberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Strawberry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Mets 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Horner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Horner hits a fly ball into center field. Dykstra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Pendleton is 0-for-2 in the game. Pendleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brunansky is 0-for-2 in the game. Brunansky hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Backman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McReynolds is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. McReynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pendleton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Carter batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McWilliams fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Magadan is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Magadan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith misplays the ball. That's an error on Smith. Johnson moves to second. Barry Lyons pinch hits for David Cohn. Barry Lyons batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lyons hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McGee. Lyons reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. Magadan goes all the way around to score. 2 runs are unearned. It's 7-6, Mets. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dykstra is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Dykstra hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cardinals 6. The Cardinals will come to bat. Roger McDowell now pitching. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Peña is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Alicia batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Alicia is 0-for-2 in the game. Alicia hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Strawberry who is chasing the ball. Alicia reaches third base with a triple. Kurt Ford pinch hits for Larry McWilliams. Kurt Ford is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ford hits a fly ball into center field. Dykstra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Alicia tags and scores. 2 outs. It's Mets, 7, Cardinals, 7. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Coleman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cardinals 7. The Mets will come to bat. Steve Peters now pitching. Tim Teufel pinch hits for Wally Backman. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Teufel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Keith Hernandez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hernandez is 0 for 3 in the game. Hernandez hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Pendleton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Strawberry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Strawberry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cardinals 7. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tim Teufel now playing second base. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. McGee is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Magadan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Horner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Horner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cardinals 7. The Mets will come to bat. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McReynolds is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. McReynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alicia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McReynolds moves to second. One out. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson is walked intentionally. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Magadan is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Magadan hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. McReynolds scores. Johnson moves to third. Magadan moves to second. It's 8-7, Mets. Roger McDowell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McDowell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McGee. McDowell reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. Magadan scores. It's 10-7, Mets. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Dykstra is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Dykstra hits a fly ball into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Scott Terry now pitching. Tim Teufel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Teufel is 0 for 1 in the game. Teufel takes first base on ball 4. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 4 in the game. Hernandez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Cardinals 7. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kevin Elster now playing shortstop. Howard Johnson now playing third base. Terry Pendleton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pendleton is 0 for 3 in the game. Pendleton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first, with McDowell covering, for the out. One out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 3 in the game. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Johnson. Tony Peña batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Peña is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Peña hits a fly ball into center field. Dykstra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Luis Alicia batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Alicia is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Alicia takes first base on ball 4. Brunansky moves to second. Dwayne Walker pinch hits for Scott Terry. Randy Myers now pitching. Steve Lake pinch hits for Dwayne Walker. Steve Lake batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lake takes first base on ball 4. Brunansky moves to third. Alicia moves to second. Tom Lawless pinch runs for Steve Lake. Vince Coleman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Coleman is 2 for 4 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Coleman hits a line drive into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Cardinals 7. The Mets will come to bat. Scott Arnold now pitching. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Strawberry is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Strawberry. The throw from Peña and he is safe. Strawberry steals second. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McReynolds is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. McReynolds takes first base on ball 4. Strawberry moves to third. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Arnold. Strawberry scores. McReynolds moves to second. It's 11-7, Mets. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McReynolds scores. It's 12-7, Mets. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brunansky. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Carter moves to third. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Elster takes first base on ball 4. Randy Myers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Myers strikes out. 1 out. Lenny Dykstra batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Dykstra is 1 for 5 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Dykstra hits a pop-up into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Teufel is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Teufel hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 12, and the Cardinals 7. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to second. 1 out. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Horner is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Horner strikes out. Two outs. Terry Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Pendleton is 0 for 4 in the game. Pendleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster misplays the ball. That's an error on Elster. Smith moves to third. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 4 in the game. Brunansky hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smith scores. Pendleton moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 12-8, Mets. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Peña is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Peña hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pendleton scores. Brunansky moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 12-9, Mets. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Alicia is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Alicia hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 12, and St. Louis Cardinals, 9. Goodbye from Busch Stadium in St. Louis.